Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Taiwan. Practitioners of Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, held an event in the city of Xiaoyi on April 27th to observe the 25th anniversary of a peaceful appeal that took place on April 25th, 1999. During that historic event, an estimated 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners gathered in Beijing and asked for the release of 45 practitioners detained by the Tianjin police. They also asked the government to allow Falun Dafa books to be published and for their lawful right to practice openly. This peaceful appeal seemed to end successfully, but 3 months later, the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, launched an illegal nationwide persecution against practitioners. Countless commemoration activities took place this year worldwide. In Xiaoyi, they included a demonstration of the Falun Dafa exercises, a photo display, and the exhibition of paintings from the art of Jen Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance collection. Numerous passersby stopped to view the paintings, read the displays, and express their support.
Washington, D.C. The Congressional Executive Commission on China, CECC, released a statement on April 25th commemorating the 1999 appeal for justice in Beijing and urged the CCP to end its persecution of the spiritual practice. CECC co-chairs Chris Smith, a Republican representative, and Jeff Merkley, a Democratic senator, said in their statement, 25 years ago today, Falun Gong practitioners gathered peacefully in Beijing, asking to freely practice their religion. Instead, the Chinese Communist Party launched a campaign of detention, torture, and harassment. The PRC must end its quarter-century-long persecution of Falun Gong. This statement came 2 days before a screening at the Rayburn Office Building of the House of Representatives to help congressional staff and others in Washington learn about the CCP's persecution.
Canada. A flag-raising ceremony to honor World Falun Dafa Day took place in the city of Barrie on April 29th. It was the first Canadian city to hold such a flag-raising ceremony this year. The mayor of Barrie, Alex Nuttall, read a proclamation to recognize and praise Falun Dafa in front of City Hall, while the Tian Guo marching band played the tune, Falun Dafa is Good. The mayor also raised a Falun Dafa flag and together with representatives of other elected officials, called out, Falun Dafa is good. May 13th marks the 25th World Falun Dafa Day and the 32nd anniversary since Falun Dafa was introduced to the public in 1992. Proclamations were recently issued at all levels of Canadian government to celebrate this special occasion. To date, flag raising and lighting ceremonies have been planned in over 10 Canadian cities for this celebration.
Central Taiwan. Approximately 1,000 Falun Dafa practitioners gathered in Huailai Forest Gardens in the city of Taichung on April 27th for a parade and rally. The events commemorated the 25th anniversary of the April 1999 appeal and recognized 430 million withdrawals from the CCP and its affiliated organizations. Elected officials and other dignitaries gave speeches at the rally. They called for an end to the brutality and praised practitioners. Professor Xiao Songshan, chairman of the Falun Dafa Association of Taiwan, said, "The peaceful appeal set an example for ordinary citizens to voice their opinions to the CCP government. This is because Falun Gong practitioners are following the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. They've used these principles as the moral standard in peacefully resisting the persecution of their faith." The professor added, "We'd like to sincerely invite more people from all walks of life in both Taiwan and elsewhere to support the upright and condemn the CCP's atrocities.
California, USA. The annual San Diego Earth Day Fair was held at Balboa Park, San Diego, on April 21st. The event organizer invited Falun Gong practitioners to teach the exercises of the cultivation practice at the health booth. Over the past few years, tens of thousands of people have participated in the fair every year. There were more than 140 booths at the event representing health, environmental protection, and culinary categories. A young lady named Cameron said that she noticed Falun Gong practitioners doing the exercises in the park when she practiced martial arts. She seized this chance to learn them herself at the fair and plans to join the weekend morning exercises in the park. 2 days later, a photo exhibition was presented in front of the City Hall in San Francisco. The theme commemorated the 1999 Peaceful Appeal and raised public awareness of the decade-long persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners in China.
Israel. Practitioners of Falun Dafa gathered for a peaceful rally outside the Chinese embassy in Tel Aviv on April 25th. The date marked the 25th anniversary of Falun Dafa practitioners' peaceful 1999 appeal in Beijing for justice concerning the arbitrary arrest of 45 practitioners for their faith. That protest heralded a backlash of false propaganda from the CCP aimed at discrediting Falun Dafa. This set the stage for the persecution of this peaceful practice that began 3 months later and continues to this day. Dozens of practitioners from all over the country participated in the event. They set up banners that explained their cause, practiced the meditation exercises, handed out flyers to passers-by, and collected signatures on a petition to condemn the persecution. After sunset, they lit candles in remembrance of the practitioners who have died in the persecution.
Hawaii, U.S. The Hawaii Foodie Con and Spring Expo 2024 was held at the Neil Blaisdell Center in Honolulu, Hawaii, on April 13th and 14th. More than 200 vendors offered a full menu of Hawaii's savory and sweet dishes. Local Falun Dafa practitioners demonstrated the cultivation system's 5 sets of exercises on stage at the expo. Some of the audience followed along with the gestures while watching the demonstration. Practitioners also set up a booth where they introduced Falun Dafa and the universal values of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Some people went directly to the Falun Dafa booth to receive personal exercise instruction and asked practitioners to correct their hand gestures. A gentleman was moved when he learned that the practitioners were all volunteers and that learning and practicing Falun Dafa was free. He reported that he truly felt the selfless kindness and sincerity of the practitioners.
Switzerland. Falun Dafa practitioners held activities near the Geneva City Hall on April 19th to mark the 25th anniversary of the April 25th appeal. Several practitioners demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises while others distributed flyers, clarified the truth, and collected signatures calling for an end to the persecution. Some tourists talked to practitioners and asked for more information about the practice. Several dignitaries spoke at these events to express their support for practitioners. Among them was François Berchi, a member of the Grand Council of the Canton of Geneva and chairman of the Geneva Civic Movement Party. He's been speaking out on behalf of Falun Dafa practitioners since the beginning of the persecution. He said, "Normally we do not interfere in the affairs of other countries. However, when this unacceptable behavior occurs, it is true that we cannot remain silent. So we stand with the victims and hope for a solution that will move in the right direction. I believe one should always keep hope."
South Korea. The Tian Guo Marching Band performed on Mariner Park in Seoul's Daehang-gu District on April 14th. The band, which is comprised of Falun Dafa practitioners, held a parade and promoted the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance to local citizens. Residents took photos and videos and enjoyed the lively music of the band. The practitioners' event used music to unite people's hearts and bring energy to life, reflecting the beauty of music. Mr. Park Dongwa, a senior artist, performs voluntarily in this park every week and had the chance to see the band that day. He expressed his gratitude for the special meaning brought by the performance. He speculated, "People who like this kind of music and enjoy the happiness brought by music will become younger and younger. I believe this will make people live longer."
Following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. Miss Liu Huzhong from Jiangxi Province passed away less than a year after she finished serving a 3-year term in prison for practicing Falun Gong. Miss Liu was arrested while visiting Miss Yu Fengshuang. The police, who happened to be ransacking her home, proceeded to raid Miss Liu's place as well, confiscating her Falun Gong books and other belongings. Both women were sentenced to prison and fined. Ms. Liu was tortured in prison as authorities tried to force her to renounce her faith. She became emaciated and developed colon cancer. Even though on the verge of death, the prison refused to release her on medical parole or take her to a hospital. A doctor operated on her inside the prison. When released in June 2023, she was very weak and died 9 months later. Ms. Liu was 70 years old. Although the judge initially allowed Ms. Yu to serve her time at home due to her advanced age, the local district domestic security division took her back into custody in 2023, even though she was 90 years old and her term had long ended. It's not clear if the authorities will keep her in prison for 6 months or even longer. Her family is very worried about her safety and health.
Mr. Zhao Jian from Heilongjiang Province was arrested in February 2021. And given a 4-year sentence for his faith in Falun Gong. He was arrested for talking to a young man about Falun Gong at a city plaza. Through a facial recognition database, the police were able to identify him. Officers raided his home and confiscated over 30 Falun Gong books and a portrait of Falun Gong's founder. When sentenced by the judge, Mr. Zhao refused to sign the verdict. This wasn't the first time Mr. Zhao had been targeted for his faith. In 2001, he was arrested and subjected to torture on his arms, and he fainted as a result. To wake him up, the police scraped his ribs with coins and also inserted bamboo sticks into his fingertips. His arms became severely swollen, and the nerves around his right armpit were permanently damaged. As Mr. Zhao remained firm in his faith, the police seized his son, who didn't practice Falun Gong, from school. They handcuffed the teenager to the heating pipes and didn't allow him to use the restroom. They forced him to provide information about his father's practicing of Falun Gong by threatening to sentence him to 3 years. Because of his testimony, his father was sentenced to 7 years and not allowed to appeal the verdict. Mr. Zhao's sister, also a practitioner, was also tortured. She was tied up and force-fed mustard oil. After over 10 days of torture, she gave in and admitted practicing Falun Gong. When she appeared in court over 10 months later, the scars on her arms and shoulder from the torture were still visible.
Miss Zhang Weiling from Jiangsu Province remains incapacitated after serving a prison term for practicing Falun Gong. The damage to Miss Zhang's health was a result of the abuse she suffered while in detention. This retired elementary school teacher was arrested in June 2020 after being reported for talking to people about Falun Gong. She was released and placed under house arrest and later taken back into custody after she was sentenced to 10 months in prison. Ms. Zhang held 2 hunger strikes while in prison to protest the persecution. In their attempts to force her to renounce Falun Gong, the guards forced her to sit on a tiger bench all day and didn't allow her to move. She was forced to sit on a small stool, motionless, during the entire last month of her term. The inmates in the cell were encouraged to kick and beat her. They forced her to sleep on the floor, and she was only allowed to drink the broth used to boil the food. Meanwhile, the guards also added unknown drugs to her food. The result of all this torture, and her previous detentions, has been memory loss, confusion, incontinence, and dizziness. Since her release, she has been unable to take care of herself.
Mr. Liu Jiming, 51, from Yunnan Province, was arrested for his faith in Falun Gong. He was a mail carrier and a rideshare driver before staying home full-time to care for his autistic sister and 9-year-old son. In November 2023, several officers broke into his home and confiscated many of his personal belongings and his son's cell phone. Both his sister and child witnessed the raid. Mr. Liu's wife was also later arrested and interrogated. Her deposition was used by the police as prosecution evidence against Mr. Liu. The family relied on the sole income of his wife, who lost her job after the incident and is now job hunting while caring for her son and trying to get her sister-in-law back home after the latter was forcibly taken to a psychiatric hospital by the authorities. 20 minutes before Mr. Liu's trial, the judge rejected his lawyer's legal representation and later sentenced him to 3.5 years in prison and 10,000 yuan.
Four women in Hebei province were arrested in January 2022 and convicted in April for practicing Falun Gong. The local district security division filed cases against them twice, and both were rejected due to lack of evidence. They were unable to prosecute the four practitioners for exercising their constitutional right to freedom of belief. In their attempt to fabricate evidence against the practitioners, the police installed surveillance devices on their motorcycles and harassed their family members and co-workers. The practitioners' lawyers wrote to various government agencies, urging the authorities to release them. They argued that spiritual belief is protected by China's constitution and that the women did not harm anyone or society by distributing informational materials about Falun Gong. Although the evidence provided by police was weak, the group was still indicted and sentenced. Ms. Liu Zaiyun and Mr. Hao Shuyan were each sentenced to 3 years and fined 10,000 yuan. Ms. Su Chunfeng and Ms. Hu Xiumei were each given 2.5 years and fined 5,000 yuan. The judge later admitted to the defense lawyers in private that there was indeed no legal basis to prosecute the four practitioners. After more than 9 months of detention, Ms. Su's health has declined and she is now seriously ill. The detention center never notified her family of her condition.
Fallen Dafa welcomed during the annual Flame Tree Arts Festival. The island of Saipan is one of the Northern Mariana Islands, a commonwealth of the United States in the Western Pacific Ocean. The 43rd annual Flame Tree Arts Festival took place there at the Garapan Fishing Base from April 19th to the 21st. Falun Dafa practitioners waist drum performance presented on stage and paintings from the art of Jen Chan Ren collection were warmly received by festival attendees. The Flame Tree Festival had a strong artistic atmosphere. An array of artwork and handicrafts were displayed. Many groups were invited to perform programs on stage. Offering included local traditional dance, modern song and dance performances, solo singers, and musical instrument performances. The festival aims to enrich the spiritual life of the local people. The festival facilitator introduced Falun Dafa to the audience. He said that Falun Dafa has been in Saipan for 26 years. The practice spread to over 100 countries, and practitioners hope the public learns about the practice during the festival. Only a pure mind and high morals can bring health and a good life. he encouraged everyone to remember Falun Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Many festival attendees said the Falun Dafa booth was eye-catching, especially because of the painting being displayed from Art of Jen Shan Ren exhibition. These works were created by artists who practice Falun Dafa, and the paintings not only reflect a skilled artistic level, but also the artist's state of cultivation. They touched people's hearts and sparked a yearning for the true meaning of life. Many booth visitors took photos. Two Russian ladies admired the painting titled Shocking and said they were surprised to see the meditating Falun Dafa practitioner floating in the air while being tortured by the police. They learned that practitioners cannot enjoy freedom of belief and human rights in China. The CCP persecutes Falun Dafa practitioners, and artists use their skills to tell people the facts. The two women sincerely expressed their admiration and sympathy for the practitioners. An American gentleman greatly admired the work, The Advent of the Lord Buddha, and said he was very interested in Falun Dafa. He immediately took a photo of the website for learning Falun Dafa with his mobile phone. He said he would go online to learn more information.
Shen Yun brings inspiration to Europe, the Americas, and Asia. Shen Yun Performing Arts presented 39 performances in Germany, France, Brazil, Mexico, South Korea, Canada, and the U.S. during the fourth week of April. Many performances were sold out in advance of the shows. Audience members were delighted to share their impressions. Mr. Nicky Below saw Shen Yun in Toronto, Canada, and observed, "The underlying theme of the entire evening was love, joy, and peace. You could feel it. I could feel it in the entire performance." Mr. Below is a business owner, author, and co-host of the Thought Leader Revolution podcast. He noted that when the Soviet Union was defeated, that chapter of communism ended, and everyone thought that was the end of communism, but it wasn't. He said that another chapter of communism has made its way into many Western countries, and these countries are fighting against this evil tyranny. Referring to Shen Yun, he added, "I believe that the people here who put on this brave performance are part of the forces of light that will vanquish the forces of darkness." Musician Joanne Tocchesi took in the Shen Yun performance in Montreal, Canada this year, but this was not her first experience with the performing arts company. The performance she saw last year deeply impacted her life. She reported, "I was blessed here. I got better physically. My whole life changed. It was a miracle." Through Shen Yun, she learned about Falun Dafa. She said that after reading Falun Dafa's main text, Juan Falun, she felt like her life elevated physically, mentally, and spiritually. Ms. Tocchesi said, "I just got my life force back. My heart's been filled." This year, she was again deeply moved. She said that she believed she saw angels flying in the theater. Ms. Tocchesi credits Shen Yun and Falun Dafa for all of the positive events that have occurred for her in the past year and believes that others can benefit from seeing the performance. She said, "People really need to come and see this because this show is saving lives." Andreas and Monica Pott, authors, consultants, and founders of Academy of Knowledge, saw Shen Yun in Füssen, Germany. Monica said that the energy emitted by the performance was memorable. She added, "I was deeply moved." Her husband Andreas concurred. He shared, "There was a feeling of being moved, directly reaching deep into the soul. This feeling was so deep that I could 100% feel the most central place of my heart." A Chinese expatriate named Ms. Xie, who's lived in France for over 30 years, saw the performance in Montpellier and drove 3 hours in heavy rain from Toulouse to attend. She said she was awestruck and could not use the word like to describe her feelings because she was full of tears the entire time. She said, "These tears came on their own, a kind of energy vibration. It was beyond being moved. It was shocking to me." Miss Linda Wang from mainland China saw the performance in Knoxville, Tennessee. Impressed by every scene's beauty, Miss Wang said, "I found that its colors were very pure and clean and could cleanse the heart. Through this performance, we saw a pure land of the soul. In this dirty society nowadays, it's very rare and special."
Thank you for listening to the Mingwei Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.